The Warfighter Information Network Tactical is the Army's program to securely move voice, video, and data to, from, and around the battlefield with a combination of land, airborne, and satellite-based communications. It's been in development since 2007, and the Army plans to spend $420 million in 2018 alone to continue its gradual deployment to brigades and divisions. But General Mark Milley, the Army Chief of Staff, said in congressional testimony last week that he's directed what he calls a rigorous and painful review of WIN-T and other Army communication systems because of several concerns, including that the system is too fragile to survive real-world combat conditions.
Frankly, my concern is these systems may or may not work in the conditions of combat that I envision in the future with this changing character of warfare. Line of sight, electromagnetic spectrum, the inability to operate on the move, the inability to operate in large, dense, complex urban areas or complex terrain. And there's a whole series of other things. And it is fragile, and it is vulnerable. So we're taking a very, very, very deep, hard, and wide look. There's piece parts of it that work very well. There's others that not so good. And we're taking a hard look.
To launch the review, Milley says he's taken advantage of reforms Congress made in the 2016 Defense Authorization Bill that gave the military service chiefs a greater role in acquisition decisions. He says he expects to receive final results within the next 4 to 6 weeks because he wants any necessary changes to be incorporated into the upcoming year's Defense Authorization Bill.
The communications architecture of the United States Army, and I would argue even the United States Department of Defense, is a critical capability and at the same time a critical vulnerability, as it is for most other nation states. And there's some significant, and I don't want to go into too much on it for classification purposes, but there are some significant changes and improvements that must be made in the short term on our ability to have assured communication and I'll just leave it at that.
But Senator John McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, says his committee has already come into possession of information that leads him to conclude that WIN-T is one more Army acquisition failure to add to a troubled track record that also includes the Comanche helicopter and the Future Combat System.
And if some of us feel frustrated, it's hard for us to continue to fight for more money when we see $6 billion wasted on one program.
Yeah.
General, the WIN-T program has been in existence for over a decade. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, Senator.
So should we expect a decision on WIN-T on the part of the administration at some point after we've spent $6 billion?
Yes. And
don't the taxpayers of America deserve something better than that?
Absolutely. And that's why we began 4 months ago, the Vice and I and others,
so
Secretary,
it took
to rigorously review
the 9.5 years before we undertake a extensive review.
But even though McCain's view carries a lot of weight, it's far from being the consensus attitude toward WIN-T on Capitol Hill. 176 House members and several senators have written a letter to Milley asking that the Army accelerate the deployment of the system's second increment. Elizabeth Warren is a Democratic senator from Massachusetts, the home of the General Dynamics business unit that holds the prime contract for WIN-T Increment 2.
I know that there were significant problems with the first version delays, but that those seem to be solved in the 2.0 version of this. And more to the point, that there is no obvious substitute. This is the only communications program that is available for the Army that works on the move. But as I understand it, under the current timeline, it's going to take the Army about 20 years to fully field the upgraded WIN-T system. And in 20 years, that upgraded system is likely to be obsolete.
But Milley says he hasn't been persuaded by lawmakers' arguments for an accelerated deployment schedule, at least until the review is finished.
The bottom line is I have some serious, hard questions that have not yet been satisfactorily answered as to whether this is going to work. And I believe I'll come to that resolution within the next 6 weeks or so. So I am reluctant to accelerate anything unless I know this thing's going to work. On the second part of it is why is it taking so long? I mean, that's one of my concerns is it's already been in development for 10 years. A lot of this stuff's already out of date. So the entire acquisition approach, especially in information technologies, we need to review that. It's one thing to build rolled homogeneous steel and guns and tanks and vehicle systems, but the technological speed of advance in the commercial sector on information technologies is more, far more rapid than anything that the government's acquisition system is capable of handling. So by the time we even come up with requirements and start doing prototyping and experiments and tests, these systems are already out of date. So there's a fundamental issue in the IT world. It's not just WinT. It's much broader than that, that it causes me to be skeptical from an acquisition procurement standpoint on WinT in particular, but other systems involved in it as well.
Some of the concerns about WinT's potential shortcomings had been previously raised by DOD's oversight organizations. In its latest annual report, the Pentagon's semi-independent Office of Developmental Test and Evaluation warned that the complexity of the system presented serious usability problems for soldiers, that the land-based line-of-sight portion of the network would not meet the Army's operational needs, and that the network as a whole was potentially vulnerable to enemy jamming. Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.